ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Australia is often described as one of the most successful multicultural nations in the world, but ongoing conflict in the Middle East and two horrific stabbing attacks in the past week have raised questions about the cracks in Australia's social cohesion. The new Race Discrimination Commissioner is calling for unity against any rise in racist and divisive sentiment or the spread of disinformation. Giridharan Sivaraman is the new Race Discrimination Commissioner and joins us this morning. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You've been speaking to people in affected communities since both attacks at Bondi Junction and, of course, the church in the western suburbs of Sydney. Are you hearing of an increase in racist rhetoric or sentiment in the community?
I've been speaking to communities since I started about 6 weeks ago. I don't think it's any surprise that I've come into the role in a really challenging time. Emotions are heightened, and particularly since October 7, we're in a pretty febrile environment. So I've definitely heard from community, and some of them are actually logging it in various forms of registers, of an increase in racist attacks, an increased sense of vulnerability, and these are really challenging times.
There are groups concerned about the speed in which the attack at the Wakeley Church was labelled a terrorist attack. Do you share those concerns?
I think it is concerning in the sense of that what happens is it then means that whole communities get tarnished because of the action of one person. People then feel scared within communities, and others feel angry, and it often leads to an increase in racism because they just want to target a whole community. That's the direction that their anger has to go. And I saw that Daly MP raised her concerns about that as well. I can't speak to the specific incident. Obviously, there's an investigation going on, but there are just implications when you characterise actions in a particular way.
And what are those implications?
It just means that often a whole community gets tarred with the brush of one person. So, and it can lead to misinformation, often really damaging misinformation being spread. We saw that after the weekend, where for a period of time the attacker was misnamed, which just led to a surge of anti-Semitism until it got corrected. We've seen it after Tuesday, where now I've just heard personally of, say, women with headscarves feeling scared to board trains because they're just worried about, well, what's going to happen? Is everyone going to be tarnished with the same brush? Am I going to be safe if I'm out in public? That's the ramification of the way in which you characterise things. That's why you have to be very calm, and you have to call for unity, and you have to call out racism. You have to say, look, the actions of one individual shouldn't give anyone licence to then attack a community, attack a religious belief, vent their frustrations, engage in misinformation, because that just leads to more harm, conflict, a more divided community and a more dangerous environment.
Obviously, to be the Race Discrimination Commissioner is a pretty broad groups of people who can raise concerns with you. Give me a sense, since these incidents, of the greatest number of complaints you're getting. Are they from the Islamic community?
There's no one particular source that I would highlight above others. And bear in mind, I'm talking to all communities. As I said, I realised that was important from when I started. And there's other issues that are still remain important that I want to deal with as well. We still haven't dealt with the surge in racism towards First Nations people that occurred during the referendum. And that's something that's important to me, and I want to work with the new Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner about. There's still the scars of anti-Asian racism after the COVID-19 outbreak. We consistently have events or things that open the door to an ugly underbelly of racism that can exist, or it just creates an environment where people feel angry or confused or scared or whatever it might be, and then they retaliate through racism. So it's not just one particular community. Lots of communities get affected at lots of periods of time. And for me, coming into the job now, I want to listen. I'm going out, I'm meeting with various communities, and I want to hear from their perspective, what is happening, what's affecting you, how can I help?
Just on another issue, there's an ongoing debate over religious discrimination and the push for Religious Discrimination Act. In the face of attacks against Jewish and Islamic communities, is that necessary?
The Human Rights Commission's have been calling for protection against religious discrimination for 20 years now. So it's not as if it's a sudden new thing that we've been asking for. And it's certainly something the community's been asking for a period of time. And of course, a bill was tabled recently for that, and we were consulted and we contributed to it, and we're keen to see where that bill goes.
Look, you mentioned First Nations people post-referendum. There is, of course, this disturbing story this morning, reporting of a 10-year-old child who's taken their own life in Perth, in WA, an Aboriginal boy. Of course, he's a child, so there's a lot of sensitivity, and we are very careful about this story. But that is heartbreaking. Can I get your reflections on this?
I'm not aware of that particular story, and for the same reasons you've mentioned, I wouldn't talk about it. But what I will say is certainly I, in previous roles, have consulted with Aboriginal communities, and I know that there is this residual issue that First Nations people and their experiences has to be absolutely central in any consideration of combating racism. And in fact, we are working on and have been working on for a little while now a national anti-racism framework, and we're centering First Nations people in that.
Thank you for your time today. Gidaran Sivaraman joining us there.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.